for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Sunday evening, December the 26th, 1999. Midwinter Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Donnie Morris of Florence, South Carolina is the speaker of the evening. Those of you that are here this evening for first time or have never met Donnie Morris before, he's a pastor of a church over in Florence, South Carolina. We've been over there two times I know of. Had wonderful fellowship time over there and with them. And they've been here a couple of times before, and I expect them to be back oftener than they have too long a time in between. But Donnie is a blessed minister of the word, and he's going to come and fill up the rest of the gap here tonight with the anointing of the Lord resting in the ministry of the word. Amen, amen.
Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Amen. I want you to know Adam's dead. It'd be all right if you just kind of elbowed your neighbor and whispered in their ear. Said, did you know Adam's dead? Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. There was a word that the Lord gave this family. The Apostle Paul says in the fifth chapter of the book of Romans and verse 12, he says, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have, there was God being a parented figure. I'm in Romans 5, verse 12. God being a parented figure of display wouldn't go back on His word. When God says, I'm going to whoop you, He didn't change His mind halfway to the woodshed. He had told Adam, out of all the trees of the garden, thou mayest eat freely of. But of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that you would eat thereof, you will surely. God didn't go back on His word. In the middle of a judgment, God did not make a re-decision. God is faithful.
Yes.
If you want to know character, you find the people who will do what they said they'll do and be who they say they are. If you want to find integrity, you want to find the heartbeat of God, it's not how young you are or how old you are. It's not how shallow you are in the Lord nor how deep you are in God. If you want to know true identity, you find the people who's good for the word. Amen. God says, if you eat thereof, you'll surely die. The serpent, being more subtile than any beast of the field, he approaches the strongest thing that Adam had. Did you hear it? He approached the strongest thing that he approached the part of his life that God had taken out of him and created something so unique. His physical rib, he could do without one rib. That was apparent. And God took the rib from the man and made a woman out of it. Instead of giving the rib back to the man in the rib form, he gave back to the man something that would always be a help. And she could help him more than his rib. She was a part of his life. And God magnified that above and beyond. And the serpent approached the strongest thing he had. The scripture says in the writings of 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, 1 John 3, verse 8, he that committed sin is of the devil. For by one man, sin and death entered into the world. By one man. We know his name. His name was Adam. And he became the recipient. The scripture says, he that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. Let me tell you something, what's in the tree of knowledge of good and evil? There's sin in it. Man never could handle it, and man never will be able to handle it. And that's why in the book of Revelation chapter 22, you don't find that tree. Oh, hallelujah. The tree of life. Something has happened. Something glorious, spectacular has happened. And in the midst of everything that looked so sorrowful and so gloomy and so sad, so the enemy, he approaches Eve, he approaches the woman. We could say he approached the soul, which was not weak but strong.
Hallelujah.
And he says to her, "Hath God said." Then he goes on to say, he says, "You shall not surely die." How many know he's the father of every lie? How many know he sinned from the beginning? How did Adam sin? How did he get into shape? The devil sinned from the beginning. As we said last night, Adam was not deceived. The woman was deceived being in the transgression. Adam was not deceived. He willfully consented. And the devil who sinned from the beginning, we've heard this around here, bits and pieces of it all day, that the man is the head of the house. And God held him more responsible for his actions.
Oh, hallelujah.
And he also dealt with her. In fact, he dealt with all three of them. We don't have time to go into that. He dealt with the serpent, he dealt with the woman, and he dealt with the man. Let me see. Let me tell you something. God keeps his word. You know, the scripture says because God couldn't swear by no greater, he swore by himself. He's in charge. He don't need me. Oh, yes. Oh, but I'll tell you what, I'm desperate. God's not in need. But I'll tell you, you're looking at one, that I'm telling you, I don't want him to pull my plug. Because I don't have a plug. I don't have a plug in my hand. It's him who's got it. Hallelujah. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee, oh Lord. I'm in dire need of Him. Hallelujah. My sufficiency cannot be in the mentality of men or myself. It has to be in Him. In Him I live. In Him I move. In Him I have my being. Some trust in chariots. Some in horses. And some in the 20th century. Some in the 21st century. But I desperately, I will remember the name of the Lord. I need thee. Oh, I need thee every hour. Adam's dead. He's dead. The serpent said, ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day that ye eat thereof, you'll be as gods, knowing good and evil. So the woman sees the tree, that it's a tree to be desired. It's pleasant to the eyes. It's a tree that's good for food. It's a tree that'll make you wise. Hear this. They forfeited the knowledge of God for the wisdom of the earthly realm, which is devilish. Wisdom that is from beneath is sensual, devilish, and it's earthly. And they forfeited the knowledge of God for an earthly mentality that only reproduced in them death. And the death that was reproduced in man, it was the death for the devil sin is from the beginning. And they denied God, and they took upon them the identity of the serpent, and they received the mark of the beast, and he crawled all over them. He crawled all over them. But Proverbs says to us that there is some things that's too wonderful for me. The way of a ship in the midst of the sea. The way of an eagle in the air. The way of a man with a maid. Oh, hear this. And the way of a serpent upon a rock. If the princes of this world had a new, they would have never crucified the Lord of glory. Because I'm telling you, he crawled all over Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah! Glory to God! And that rock that followed them, oh, hallelujah, he was the Christ. And he crawled all over Jesus and never left a mark. The prince of this world cometh, Jesus said, and hath nothing in me. Have you ever seen where a snake crawled in the sand? You build your house upon the sand. When the rains descend, when the floods come, when the winds blow, that house falls, and great is the fall of it. When the serpent crawls in the sand, you can see his trail. But when he comes to a rock, amen, he ceases to leave any traces. Glory to God. And he crawled all over Jesus and never left the trail. But he crawled all over Adam with the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And the first thing you see their trail where they are no longer in the presence of God. You see it all in the church. I don't know if I want to even call it the church. I'm having problems with that one. I can't understand if I've got to get my terminology right, or I've got to change some things in my life. But I can't see church people being bored. I can't understand church folk coming and doodling and dabbling and playing tic-tac-toe, amen, while the anointing of the Lord is, oh, hallelujah, so profoundly moving. I can't identify that as the church. I have to identify that as a religious spirit. I'm telling you, the true church is a people that the Scripture says in Proverbs that the heart of her husband does safely trust in her. Oh, bless the Lord. I'll tell you, he willfully consented. And he died. He died. God said, you'll die. Oh, hallelujah. I'll tell you why he died. Because the devil who sinned from the beginning, Adam got more involved with him than he did God. And then by one man, sin entered into the world. And death, man came under a death sentence. And Cain and Abel, when they was born, and the murder that took place, amen, I don't know what chance they really had, amen, because you're looking at family and families who come into the existence and begin to reproduce under a death clause or a death sentence. Oh, we need a kinsman redeemer. Oh, hallelujah. We need a daysman. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, his name is Jesus. Glory to God forever. Oh, I'm telling you, our brother this morning, he took us to the book of Timothy. I'm telling you, and without controversy, God was manifested in the flesh. Hallelujah. God being an eternal spirit, became flesh because he would take blood and no longer the blood of animals. Because that had gone on long enough. But once and for all, in the end of the world, Jesus Christ, oh hallelujah, put away sin once and for all by the death of himself. He who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And Jesus says it is of the utmost necessity. I'm in 16th chapter of John. He says that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But him I will send in my name. And he says, when he is come, he will reprove. Hallelujah. That word reprove in the Greek is translated, I will convince the world of sin, the world of righteousness and of judgment, of sin because they believe not on me, of righteousness because I go to the Father and you see me no more, and of judgment, hear it, because the prince of this world is judged, or cast down, or cast out. The daysman has come. The man of purpose has showed up. Boaz says to the laborers that day, says, you leave some handfuls of purpose for her. I'm telling you, this is the purpose why the Son of God was manifested. We need to get a hold of that purpose, that he would destroy the works of the devil.
Hallelujah.
And I'll tell you, if we don't see the purpose, we're still having to deal with sin. See, if we miss the purpose, we're still confessing we're sinners when the Scripture says you've been made the righteousness of God. And if we ain't seen the purpose,
oh, hallelujah,
we have missed that Jesus spoiled principalities and powers. And oh, hallelujah. And he triumphed over them. Oh, and he made an open show of it. But that was their doing. They the ones that nailed him to the cross. So God took opportunity. Okay, if you're going to hang me between heaven and earth, I'm going to show everybody who I am. Oh, hallelujah. He didn't do it in a corner, bless God. He did it so all creation could see it. And I'm telling you, it looks like everybody's seen it but the church. And that's why I'm having a problem with the church. I think everybody's seen it, amen, except some religious group. See, what people don't understand about the cross is it dealt with heaven. It dealt with hell. That's the foot of the cross. This is the top of the cross. And then the cross was lateral. And you find the mercy seat. And know who Jesus is, the propitiation. I can't preach this all night. I ain't been able to preach it in 20-something years. And what really gets my goat is like my brother said this morning, the more I think I know, the dumber I am. I'm wondering what I'm doing up here tonight after what I've heard in a day or two around here. It's been immaculate. You who've ministered, I tell you, I have said and I'm like Abraham's servant. I tell you, when I go home from this meeting, I'll have me one camel and nine tied behind him. And I'm going home with more than I brought. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, brother, God is in this place. And Jacob says, I knew it not. But I'm telling you, it's time that we know God is in this place. It's time that we anoint some pillars, not some pillows. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My Lord, I'm telling you, Something glorious going on. Something glorious going on. Something spectacular moving. And it's the move of God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you tonight, that man forfeited life. And he allowed the serpent. Oh, y'all, can I throw in something right about here? You know, we think we're so strong. Let me tell you something, what Satan used. He used the strongest thing that Adam had, which was his helpmate. Okay, if you're looking at all these little old cracks around here for the enemy to get you at your weak points, he got him at his strongest point. And hey, let me tell you something about our strongest points. That's the very place the crown of pride can set itself up. Huh? I've heard people say that we're the best God's got. I'll exclude you from that, but I tell you what, if I'm the best he's got, I hate to say this about God, but he's in trouble. Well, thank you. Now, that's about me. If I'm the best he's got, I hope he don't need me. But I'll tell you what, he's the best I got. Woo! Hallelujah! Hey, God! He's the best of the best of the best of the best! Amen. Well, by one man. Well, God's going to deal with him. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Praise the Lord. Verse 22, the Scripture says, For as in Adam... I'm in 1 Corinthians 15:22. We won't be there long, but I wanted you to read it with me. See it as I read. For as in Adam, all die. Hallelujah. That's it. Oh, I'm telling you. Now let me tell you something. Here's where my heart is. We need to get out of Adam and get over here in this next line where it says, but in Christ shall all be made as appointed unto man once to die. That was the appointment God gave him when he said, if you eat of it, I'm telling you right now, the appointment is I'll take you to the woodshed, the two of us. And when I come back, y'all hear what I just said? When I come back, we went, but only God's going to come back. Because it's appointed. Hear it. It's appointed. If you eat of it, you will surely die. And in Adam, all die. But in Christ shall all be made alive. Don't you think that's the future tense? You throw that shall away. Because there's too many scriptures in the Bible that unfortifies that shall. I tell you, I don't put a whole lot of emphasis upon my English know-how. How y'all like to hear my wife talk? You put as much emphasis upon her English? How y'all do it? Bet y'all can't tell where we from. But I just imagine I got my own. Where that guy from? Well, let's listen to him 2 or 3 more minutes. We'll peg him down. He was North Carolina. Everybody thinks we're from North Carolina. We're from South Carolina. Them poor Tar Heels, we sand lappers. Now, let me tell you what you get when you take a Tar Heel and put a sand lapper with it. You get grit. you get some rugged asphalt. It's hard to tar and feather us, but you can tar and grit us. By the way, we love grits down in our part of the country. Hallelujah. Well, bless the Lord. Amen. But you look at me and say, we like about anything down in our part of the country. Hallelujah. Well, I'm telling you. Oh, I got to read Scripture to you. Turn with me to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you the purpose for him going to Calvary. Mm-hmm. We needed a kinsman redeemer to bring us out from under the devil who sinned from the beginning, plus the man Adam who became a recipient of the devil's sin that brought us, or brought Adam, into death. As I said last night, God was a good planner.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
This thing's got too big. I'm just going where I can go tonight. But you know this as well as I do. When Jesus cried out on the cross his final words, "It is finished."
Yes.
Now what he meant was the plan of God.
My God, have mercy.
God having provided some better things for us, that they without us could not be made perfect. God was such a planner.
Oh, hallelujah.
That when Jesus says it is finished, I'm going to scare some of y'all with this next statement, but we'll catch you. Somebody says, "What is God's plan for the ages?" It's been finished. See, we got too many people looking out yonder when the Scripture says we're supposed to be looking unto Jesus, the author, and what? And finisher of our faith. Well, when did he finish it? I'm not looking out yonder. I'm looking back at the cross. I'm looking back at the finished work of Christ. Peter said, "By his stripes we were healed." He's looking back at the finished work.
Yes.
My folk don't like the finished work. We want God to do something else. Give me some new revelation, preacher. We want something new. Well, we've had the New Testament for almost 2,000 years. Can I say something right about here? It ain't going to get no nearer than what we've had for 2,000 years.
Right.
And if you ain't like what we've done had for 2,000 years, it's because really, we ain't it. The majority of folk don't even know what we have had for 2,000
right.
years.
Amen.
We got better promises. We got a better testament.
Oh, hallelujah. My God.
And God's folks all the way down and out, just moaning the blues. Gloom, despair. I got a bunch of hee-haw religious folk. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. If it wasn't for bad luck, I'd be the most unluckiest fellow there was. And we would just dare glimpse and step over into what Jesus provided for us. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, taste! God, we rolled it around in our mouth for so long. Amen. Bless God till it's mildewed, molded.
Hallelujah.
I said, "Well, I'll put it in there, but I'm not going to taste it. Give me that old time religion."
Hallelujah.
Well, what religion are we talking about? Pure religion and undefiled.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It is a religion that we minister to people. Jesus said, he looked at that bunch of Pharisees that day and said, "You made the word of God of none effect." How in the world can a person make the word of God of none effect? Is it possible that a person can be powerful enough to make the word of God of none effect? Yes. And because of their unbelief, Jesus could not do the works of the Father.
Amen.
I'm telling you, it's what you believe that triggers or shuts down. It ain't him. He finished it. It's what our faith is. Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them who diligently seek him. And so I say, "Well, I'm just looking for the Lord to do this." But you got to believe.
Oh, my.
Now we can be healed. Excuse me. We can be cleansed. Or we can be healed. Or we can be made whole. That one leper, while the nine just trotted on out yonder with their cleansing. But you got to watch them cleansing, because in 7 days that thing might be bled through again.
Oh, hallelujah.
See, you know, I've seen more people lose their healing 7 days later, or a week later, month later. He cleansed every one of them. He said, go show yourself to the priest. They'll want to look at you. And while they all headed down that old gravel trail, I imagine, whatever it was, one of them got a revelation. And he turned around and said, I'm going to worship. I believe there's more to this thing than just being cleansed.
Amen.
And when he got back there, he fell down and worshiped. The Father seeketh such. See, the problem with people is they don't want to be what God wants them to be. We want to be what we want to be. You know, God sought for a man to make up a hedge and fill in the gap. The Father seeketh such to worship him. Most men proclaim every man his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find? And we've got so gifted till we've gifted ourselves away from God. And we don't care what God wants no more. It's what I want.
Yeah.
But if God seeketh such to worship him, I think I ought to be interested in what God's looking for.
Amen. Yes, sir.
And I want what I want. I think I ought to want. I think I ought to look what he's looking. That's what that one guy did. He fell back. He came back and he just fell down and started worshiping. Jesus says, "What am I at? I can't answer for them, Lord. I love you." And then the next word that the Lord gave him was that he healed him. The other one was just cleansed. Well, now he's healed. But he went further than that. Seeing that he was healed, he worshiped Jesus. And then when the worship was over,
oh, hallelujah,
Jesus says, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee.
God have mercy. Hallelujah.
Now faith has made you whole. Now here's the difference. To be cleansed is you got to be watching that thing the next day. Now the word healed in the Greek is translated cured. But you know, the doctor want to put you on an 8-year program. But that thing liable to come back. You need to come back in 6 months for a checkup. We know this thing's gone and you're cured. But we can't take for granted. So we live in that state of worrying. But when you come to that place where you're made whole, simply means you'll never get it again.
Right.
Woo! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
That's what I want. That's what he's made available. Now, he'd done that before he became the death of the testament. A tester had to be tested. How much more?
Oh, hallelujah.
And the key that set it all off was, thou son of David, have mercy on us. Blind Bartimaeus said the same thing. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. They told Bartimaeus, shut up. He wasn't shutting up. He tired of jangling that little cup with an identity that everybody felt sorry for him.
Amen.
You'd be surprised at people in religion who don't let things go, bless God, because they like that pity.
Amen.
There are spirits and devils that take hold upon of that mentality. And the Bible says Jesus stood still and called for him. Then they started patting him on the back and says, go to him, he's calling you. So I knew he would. A bunch of sorry unbelievers. You're telling me to shut up 1 minute, now you're pushing me out. Hello! My God, we ought to know them whom we fellowship and labor with. I tell you, you've got some good brethren that comes in here. You didn't need me down here. Praise God. You just, my Lord, got a good group of ministry in this place. I appreciate you and your husband. Just the last few years that I barely got, didn't know him and know you. You and him was a real example to the faith and to some integrity in our life.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Appreciate that about Brother Coffey and for his wife. Brother Chuck, I'm sorry, I don't remember y'all's last name. Sister Mildred, I've known her for a little while now, and she's been such an inspiration in my life and my wife. Hallelujah. And I'm sorry this brother's lost his wife. But I appreciate the salt that's in this man.
Glory.
Hallelujah. My brother here. My brother from Florida. What's his name? His
George.
I have a time of names. I thought you was a G, but I couldn't just find the rest. Hallelujah. I'm the worst at names anyway, but all of this is, like I say, just find the alphabet, just put J and G on everybody. So we ought to G and Hall around here, you know what I mean? Something like and the rest of you, amen. I appreciate you. Amen. Hallelujah. And I thank the Lord. I'll tell you, Brother Goodson and his wife, you're talking about a singing inspiration. I got us enough to make dead folk jump out of a casket. Look at the funeral home director and say, what in the world did y'all embalm me for? Hallelujah. Singingest guy I ever met. Brother Cook back here, Brother Tommy. I don't know what in the world I come for as I did. I've enjoyed this. I know why I came. I came to take some home.
Oh, hallelujah.
I appreciate y'all. I just met you, but I tell you right now, I love you. Oh, I love you. I love y'all.
Hallelujah.
I love you.
Hallelujah, Lord.
And we're blessed. We're blessed people.
Hallelujah.
There's people outside starving for just to come that falls from the table of this meeting we're having.
Amen.
There's families right now outside of these walls that's desperate. Divorces are taking place. Kids are being abused right now. It's because they can't find Jesus. And they would eat a crumb tonight from this meeting. That could be the hope of their glory. Let us not take for granted what we have, because without Him, we're zero. And if you don't think the enemy would attack your strongest points, about the best I can say tonight, let's not have any. Except let all of our strong points be Jesus.
Amen.
And let me tell you something about the devil. He done met Jesus.
Amen.
He don't want to meet Jesus again. Because they had his feet nailed to the tree and his hands nailed to the tree where he couldn't move. And they still beat the tar out of him.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Well, he sure don't want to meet him untied. Come on, help me out a little bit. My God. Hallelujah. My Lord. Well, I'll tell you what. Now, you're going to hear this. That Christ I'm talking about is untied in you.
Amen.
Woo! Hallelujah! Glory to God! Hallelujah! The works that I do, you're going to do too. And greater works are you going to do, my God, because I'm going to the Father. I wish I had time to preach 16th chapter of John. But Jesus said when the Holy Ghost comes, He came in Acts 2. Came with cloven feet. Pardon me, but He did. Cloven tongues. And you find the word cloven two times in the Scriptures. You find it in the tongues in Acts. And you find it in Leviticus with the animals that was cloven footed that chewed the cud. And that cloven foot and that cloven tongue is translated in the Hebrew and the Greek, divided. Let me tell you something about the power of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, whatever you want to call it. Think not that I came to bring peace, Jesus said, but I came to bring a sword. Division. You tell me the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, whatever you want to call Him, hadn't brought some division. Hello? We better know more than add and subtract. We better know some division. Hello! If you've been involved with what I'm talking about, it's brought some division.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. Somebody said, "Oh, Brother Don, I try to get along with everybody." Well, I do too. But I got full stomachs, and I burp and chew my cud. And I'm cloven-footed, and I'm cloven-tongued. And it brings a division. When I want to lay around and sit around among the body of Christ, and from my fourth stomach to my third stomach to my second stomach to my first stomach into my throat, I burp and begin to meditate and intercede. Woo! Hallelujah! Because I'm cloven footed. And I'm cloven tongued. I say, we got a generation who don't know what meditation and intercession is. They think burping's a bad thing. Just depends on what part of the country you're from. Some parts of the country, if you don't burp, they're insulted. Some parts of the country, if you do, you get slapped across the table. Just depends on where you're from. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. But the psalmist said, "He making me to lie down in green pastures." You know what they done when they lay down? They lay down in chewed the cud. You know what I'm going to do when I get home? You know what I'm going to do going home? Take some of these tapes back with me. I'm going to slide them in the belly of my tape deck. I'm going to cut play on and let it burp. Now 865 miles is going to burp. And we're going to chew our cud from here to home. I ain't interested in hearing jingle bells. Oh, holy night. Once upon the whatever it is. I got so sick of traveling out here this time of the year. Everybody you met, Merry Christmas. Let me tell you something. Jesus didn't need no, He didn't need no mass. He was without sin. Christ didn't need a mass. He is the priest. Woo! Oh, He met Abraham, Melchizedek met Him with bread and wine, and Jesus met us at the cross. He who knew no sin. See, the problem with that bunch is they'll Merry Christmas you today. But just as soon as that day's over with, you cut your throat.
This is the end of Part A. Please play Part B. Thank you. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
I'd rather find something else to listen to. I'll just go home chewing my cud. Now, I ain't going to chew if I could. I'm going to chew my cud. Do y'all get that? Some folks can't chew. Hallelujah. I ain't going there. Hallelujah. Some folks can't chew.
Hallelujah.
I chewed on a heap of stuff this woman told me. Donnie. She'd fill my ear full. She'd just go back to her chair just happy as she can be. I got to chew a month on what she just told me. She don't know it. And it's just like bubble gum when the sugar's gone. Wormwood. You know, you'll go put 25 cents in the bubble gum machine, that old big purple ball, that big around. And you know, man, that thing's going to be good a while. It's a lie, it's a lie. Chew it 5 minutes and it turns into car tar. Now you chew if you could. Hello. Thank the Lord. I'm telling you, I'm eating paper up here now. So. I'm telling you, man, we look at the mercy seat. And the mercy seat in the measurements is lateral. See, God said to the serpent, to the devil, the book of Job, that God already knew. God set you up. Y'all remember I talked about that last night? God set us up. And he says, Satan, where you been? Satan says, I've been to and fro. That's lateral. And up and down in the earth. God knew that. But what the devil didn't know, because the princes of this world had a node.
That's right.
Because God's fixing to shut him down.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I'm getting back to my 10 men that cried mercy. Now, here's the mercy. The mercy seat, the measurements of the mercy seat is lateral. The measurement of the mercy seat is not vertical up and down. The measurement of the mercy seat is lateral. Well, I've come to my message now, where I was last night. Now, the cross, to us who believe, it is the power of God. But the cross to them that perish is foolishness. But to us who are saved, it is vertical and horizontal, or lateral. And what Jesus was taking care of when these guys cried out for mercy, he was taking care of their lateral movement. Now see, when Jesus went to the cross, it was not possible that death could hold him.
Amen.
But Jesus went to hell. He went to Hades. He went in the heart of the earth. He went to the feet of the cross, to foot of the cross. Could I say he went deeper than that? And also the things in the heavens had to be purged with blood. Oh, hallelujah. So he took care of the up and down. And it's his mercy that takes care of the to and the fro. And so he says to the devil, he says, where you been?
Devil says, well, he says, I've been up and down and to and fro. But when they nailed Jesus to the cross, he shut down his up and down, and he shut down his back and forth.
Yes, sir.
Now, you got to understand this, because we who come to God, if we don't believe this, we perish.
Yes.
But if we believe this, what he did at the cross becomes power to us.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, my.
And you'll find the measurement. I'll give you one measurement of the mercy seat. It was 45 cubits, and it was a cross. And 45 in the numerics is preservation. Caleb waited 45 years. And he said, you give me this mountain now that Moses promised me. I'll tell you what, let me tell you something. The mercy of God ain't surviving luck. When they cried for mercy, that's what they got. And that one guy loved mercy so dang much, it just brought him into wholeness. Because he believed, and it became the power of God.
Well,
y'all quiet now. But I'm telling you something. Jesus finished it. He finished the up and down. Paul says, if I preach, or if any angel come and preach any other gospel, let him be accursed. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I don't like being accursed. I don't like being cursed, and I don't like being cussed. Now, I can believe what I want to believe, but if I don't believe the truth, I'm accursed. That's where I fall. See, let me do something here.
This is the end of part A. Please play part B. Thank you. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.